start here and say it's the 13th of February, 1973, Paul Cummings talking to Ward Bennett in his apartment in the Dakota, the highest one in the building, right?
Yeah.
You were born where and when? Because I don't have accurate information, actually.
Yeah. Well, I was born in New York, November 17th, 1917. Mm-hmm. Incidentally, which might be helpful to you, there was, I think, by Gene Stafford in Art in America a few years ago.
You've read it.
Okay, well, and she covers a lot of that.
Some of these special dates,
okay,
though.
Okay, fine. As long as you know about that piece,
right.
Yeah.
Right. Your father was a vaudevillian, correct?
Right, yes.
What was life like for you growing up in New York at that time?
Well, actually, vaudeville went out when I was just growing up.
Right.
So I think I remember once or twice actually seeing him perform.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was, you know, under eight or something like that. So when talkies came in, then he was at work. And he never made it, obviously, in the movies. Although the people he had worked with on vaudeville and on Broadway, many of them did make it, such as Jessel and Cantor and Winchell and Chaplin, who was he roomed with for a year or two. So from there on in, he followed the tracks, and so we lived rather raggedly from Saratoga to Miami to wherever they are in Maryland. And
so you moved around?
Yeah, we moved around a lot, and actually it was only for a short time because at 13 I left home, and that was the end of my home life and also of my education.
Well, what kind of education did you have then? Traveling around like that.
Well, I went to in California when he was looking for work out there. I went to a public school somewhere, and then a junior high school. I think that was the last time I went to school. And then I left home. There were some family problems, and it was either he got out or I got out.
At that youthful age.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
And then I lived up. In a furnished room at 124th Street off Broadway, and I was a shipping clerk. I worked as a shipping clerk in the silk industry. I mean, you know, pushing carts through the streets.
Well, this was also, let's see, in 1930, the beginning of the Depression about.
Right, well, I was, yes, around 1930, I suppose. I really don't remember dates. And then I had various jobs. Which I think is in that Gene Stafford piece. I got into fashion.
How did that interest you? Did you know somebody?
Well, I could
there?
Sketch. Yes, I could sketch. I had a desire to draw, and I had an aunt who had a friend who was a designer in the. And I was delivering silks in the ladies' negligee and undergarment industry. Which was 33rd Street and Madison Avenue. And so I took a few, I think eight lessons from a woman called Madame Jeanette. And so I learned to sketch a little bit. And then after I had a catastrophe at this firm where I was delivering, I had spilt the silk in the street. I mean, I couldn't get the cart up on the, on the sidewalk. And it, anyway, I was going to a firm called B. Cone and Company. Anyway, they sent the, made me come back. The fabric was okay, but the packages were all muddied. And then I went back to this firm called Chin Chin Crepe. And they fired me. So, and then I got a job at Saks Fifth Avenue, sketching. I mean, but just jobs for 10 days, 2 weeks. And then I got another one called a guy called Stevenson. And then I got a job with a woman called Jo Copeland, and I was there for about a year as a sketcher. She was a very well-known fashion designer.
Well, when did you start making sketches? Was that a childhood activity, or?
Yes, I had.
Made drawings.
No, I had not diphtheria. Scarlet fever, and anyway, I was